Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
And all right, stop. Stop everything.
We have a new summer do on the podcast.
No, stop. Don't
Jeff
do this.
Jeff is looking
Snippy
good.
Boy. Snip, snip, no. Bitch.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No. I got a haircut, and look, if you show a barber a picture of hair, you better and say, I want to look like this, it better be long hair.
Really?
What?
They're going to subtract 2 or 3 weeks of growth. If you show him a picture, I showed him a picture of me with like semi-long hair, and I came out looking like class president, young Republican.
No, I don't think
cool.
so.
You look like a you like a kind of a future punk guy.
Yeah.
Who you look like time traveled.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That sort of punk look that's okay. Like, you'd fit right in at like a 90s Offspring concert right now.
Nice.
No, you know who you look
on
like,
stage?
Jeff? You look like...
No, in the bathroom.
Yeah. You look like David Arquette from Airheads.
Yes.
David Arquette from Airheads?
You look like a guy who's being held hostage by a band.
You picked the lamest punk possible?
No, not the lamest punk.
Name a lamer Man. Punk. No, you know what? I was watching a Dune the other day, the old Dune, and Sting Dude, popped up.
That's
said,
right. You look like Sting.
That guy has hair goals.
Now, Jeff, you got a cool bleachy.
Yeah, got a little
did
bleachy.
Did you do the cool bleach job, or did you do the cool bleach job by yourself and then you just get a snip?
I just did the bleach in the bathroom here. You got to bleach first because it really beats the shit out of your hair. And then you go to the hair guy, and he cuts off all the dead tips.
The hair guy.
Yeah.
Hey, hair guy.
Can I go on like kind of a viral rant?
Sure. Here on the pod?
Yeah.
What's it going to be about?
Or I could do it off pod just for you guys. It's going to be about hair and movies.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay, so why are all these superhero movies are always too long, right? And Marvel movies are too long. And I always say, why are you making your movies?
Foreign markets. Foreign
it's
markets.
For foreign yes. markets.
I told you that, but listen.
I thought Jeff told me that.
No, I told Jeff.
Tim told me.
I pulled Jeff aside. And I said, I hopped off the podcast. I was like, Jeff, can I talk to you alone for a second?
I was like, Tim, I got a question about Marvel movies. Can you help me?
Well...
okay, foreign markets. Love
You know, I'm watching these movies, and it's like, you know, the fucking industry, the whole thing is like, oh, it's hard to make money in movies these days. And then, you like, yet they're making movies that are so long that they're not enjoyable. Doing a bad job making the movie because there's too much movie. So I say make less movie, therefore making the movie better. Save $50 million.
Yeah, do less, do it better.
For all I care... If Black Panther were half an hour shorter and $50 million less, it would be a better movie, right? So they should do that. Now let me tie it in with the hair. You go into a hair place. You say, I just want a little snip. And they give you a big snip. Why are you doing more of your job than I want? More than I want to pay for? I every time I get a haircut, I say... This is going to be so subtle. I don't even want to look like I have a haircut. So, take out the clippers, taper up the bottom a little bit, but really, and then they just take out the shears and hack away for an hour, They mm-hmm. do more work than they were asked, than they were contracted to do. Cut less hair. Cut less hair now.
And by cutting yeah. more hair, they're keeping you away from the barber longer.
Yes, exactly.
Next time you come
yes,
in.
They're putting themselves, they're sinking their own industry.
I think
same these thing with
are...
these superhero movies. They want to sell them abroad, but ain't nobody going to go much longer in the good old hashtag America.
I think you, Tim, have been going to people who love their job and are just like, ooh, I love to cut my hair. I'm going to keep cutting until I'm fulfilled.
Well, they're probably excited. They see. They're like, this is what's great about my job. I got a famous comedy writer in my chair, a famous satirist, and his big-brained head full of stinky Greek hair.
Yeah, I got to be careful with this. I better not put the scissors right through the frontal lobe of this guy, or else his career is done.
Frontal lobe? Yeah. Listen to the anatomy knowledge.
Ah, come on.
Ah, hey.
Give me a break, huh?
Is that enough shit chat? Should we get into the
blues? No, that's not enough, because I wanted to say something about haircuts, which I've now forgotten. Now I will talk about, going back to Tim's other point about the long movies, the Super Mario Brothers movie is about an hour and a half long.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Perfect
That's
timing.
Really good. Damn. I'll tell you what else. I saw a hell of a movie last night. Mike, you might have seen it. Puss in Boots, Last Wish.
Puss in Boots, I did see. Yes, I did see with Tig.
Last Wish?
Dynamite. Dynamite.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, Jeff loved it. Nice.
It's funny. It's dynamic. It's got a lot of pathos in
it. It's got our very own friend Betsy Sodaro in it.
Betsy pops up.
Mm-hmm.
Mulaney's in there.
Sure. What more could you, Jeff, ask for?
And don't forget, Puss.
Yeah? Shrek's cat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shrek's cat. Usually when I go in for a... This is the other thing I was going to say. When I go in for a haircut, I just say, comb it, and I head out. That's all I was going to say.
Can I say something, or am I not allowed to talk on the fucking
You're allowed phone? To talk freely
sure.
here.
Jeff's new summer do reminded me, hey, I know spring has been springing on this pod for a long time, but we're kind of rounding the, I don't know what it's like in New York, Mike, but LA is sizzly hot.
Yep.
Jeff's getting his hair cut. Snip, mm-hmm. snip. I did the Frogtown crawl this weekend where you walk around to all the Frogtown, very hip part of town, because in LA, you don't really get a lot of like businesses is in residential neighborhoods, but in Frogtown, you're walking past houses and, ooh, a little vegan cafe. Oh, I'm walking past mm-hmm. more houses. Ooh, a little brewery. But it's all along the LA River, which as much as the LA River Beautification Society wants you to believe it's beautiful, it's the most hideous fucking shit in the world. But we now have like Spoke is this like bicycle bar that's on the water looking out at it.
It's like a coffee joint.
And Lingua Franca, and they have beers too. Lingua Franca is like a real hip restaurant with natural wines and all that shit. You're looking out at the water. LA now kind of has a waterfront. I did a crawl where I was drinking a beer at noon. It's hot outside. I'm walking to the next place. Have some orange wine or something. Summer is almost
happening.
Sprung.
No, it's not sprung yet, but it's going to.
I feel like spring has been springing so long, it probably is summer at this point.
If you have a triple spring from spring, you get triple sprung spring leads to summer.
Mm-hmm. The weather here, it's that we've had a few 80 degree days, which we all said, oh, that's too much. But boy, this weekend I was out in the park. Let me tell you, I was going to save this for booze news.
Central?
But I made,
Central or Prospect?
Fort Greene.
Beautiful.
I made...
That's not one you hear about.
No, that's not one you hear about. But still designed by the same guy who did Central and Prospect Park, a man named Olmsted.
The Olmsted brothers. Oh,
from the guys that brought you Central and Prospect? Cool.
Olmsted, just one guy named Olmsted. But
what about the other Olmsted brother? There were two of them, no?
There were?
Well, maybe maybe one wasn't in the park designing business.
This is the first time hearing about it. Anyway... And I do want to get back to the Olmsted stuff real quick, Jeff. later in the episode, we do want to get back to that.
If you must.
I made the cocktails for a group. We were having a picnic, and I made the cocktails. I made the Bramble, and everyone loved it.
Yes, it's the drink of the summer, baby. Go have yourself a Bramble Ramble.
And I did it Hanford's way. No creme de mure, creme de cassis.
Oh, Hanford's way. Yeah. I like that.
And I put it a little extra.
Yep.
You know,
that's right.
I love it. We want people going for Bramble Rambles with a Pimm's Cup stopping off for Clover Club. And I want us to give a heartfelt apology to the slopheads that follow us on Instagram. You know, we told them, hey, we said, tag us in your Bramble Rambles. And I know people are out there taking brambles for rambles. I've done a real bad job of staying on top of the Twitter, the Instagram DMs, because when we canceled our tour, we got a lot of kind of an onslaught of messages. So it was like maybe like 300 messages. So yeah, I've not been able to comb through the Instagram as well. Sort of like when I try to find a Booze News theme, I do a bad job in the inbox.
No.
So if you tagged us in a Bramble Ramble and you thought, the Sloppy Boys should have reshared this. Yeah, we should have, but I'm sleeping on the job.
Oh, can I just piggyback on that thought for a second here?
Yeah.
Before we get to the park.
Before we get
going
to
back to that, I haven't looked anything up. Are we going?
Oh
back
no,
to-
okay. The park.
I googled it. Olmsted Brothers.
Once upon a time, Nomad Ice Pops gave us alcoholic ice pops,
hell
and
yeah.
I said, "Thanks, dude. I'm going to gram these." And it's been a year, and they're still in my freezer, and I still haven't grammed them.
Damn.
He actually sent two rounds. Tim, I have a bag for you too.
I love that for me.
But we got to get around to gramming those Nomads. Sorry, Nomads.
We do, and let me tell you this. Frederick Olmsted was a famous landscape architect, had two sons, Frederick Jr. and John.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah. Frederick Law Olmsted was the guy who did the parks, and Olmsted Jr. was his son.
So the two boys that I'm talking about, what did they do for a living?
They don't have to.
They didn't do jack shit.
Their dad did parks.
No, they did stuff. They did stuff too, it looks like. The two brothers, John Charles Olmsted and Frederick Law Olmsted, did landscaping.
I like this. I think that landscaping...
they mowed the park.
It's cool. along with our theme of Spring Has Sprung and Bramble Rambles and all that, landscape architecture is a very interesting profession. And when you really look at a park, New York has some beautiful parks. L.A., quite frankly, has the biggest municipal park in America, Griffith.
Really?
Yep.
Is within Ooh. The city limits entirely, and there's no bigger park that is within a city limits like that.
Wow.
But I could see slopheads like going into parks and admiring the landscape architecture while they get drunk.
Yeah, it's not bad. And you do kind of have to think like, oh yeah, somebody had to design all this stuff.
Sure. Frederick Sr. had to design all this.
Mm-hmm. Frederick Law Olmsted Sr. designed the Chicago's World Fair park landscape. That's how I know him, because I read the book Devil in the White City.
All right.
Read it now. I've told you about it.
Getting all wound up and not even to Booze News yet. Jesus Christ.
I know. I'm waiting for you to get us out of this.
All right. Can we do the Booze News, please?
Yes. Please.
Please.
Booze Noose was sent to us by James Bishop. And if you have a Booze News theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Nice. That was an original composition, it sounded like.
Yeah, that was kind of punk rock style.
Yeah, that was intense. Mm-hmm. That reminded me of the LA punk scene that I used to be involved in.
Mike, you're wearing a shirt of the 930 Club, which is the DC punk scene.
That's right. Oh, I mean, that's the scene I was part of. No, I was never a part of the punk scene, except for the Sloppy Boys. Some people have described as punk music.
Sure. Have you guys ever seen The Decline of Western Civilization?
I never
have. The Ramones?
I know.
It's directed by, I want to say, Penelope Spheeris, who directed Wayne's World.
But is that the Ramones documentary?
No.
It's like
the Ramones one is end of the century. This one is a little more classic. It's about a bunch of bands. It's about the punk scene.
Yeah. The first one is about Black Flag, Circle Jerks, The Germs, stuff like that. And then the second one is about like Ozzy and Megadeth.
Ah.
I saw the third one the other day. It's great. But it's more about gutter punks in LA, like unhoused youth of the 80s and 90s. Or like, no, of like 94.
I see.
You know what's a very interesting career is Penelope Spheeris, because that's like a documentary. But then she went on to direct like Black Sheep. You know, she did like Beverly Hillbilly. Oh, Wayne's World is the big, what I'm trying to think of it. And that's really cool to become really good at big studio comedies.
Wow. Yeah. Beverly Hillbillies, Little Rascals.
Really dominated by two female movie directors, Amy Heckerling, Penelope Spheeris, did a lot of really big 80s and 90s comedies, huh?
Yeah.
Gadouche.
And so did...
And a lot of kind of like... yeah, that's interesting. Stuff that you almost think of as like dude touchstones movies. That's
Wait,
cool.
And a woman directed Billy Madison too.
Yeah, Tamara Davis directed Half Baked. Yeah,
Tamara Davis.
Oh, did she do like, Billy Madison too?
Yeah, Half Baked and Billy Madison. It's Mike D's wife.
Really?
Cool.
Wow, cool.
Wild.
That is, those are two huge comedy movies. Like you guys were just saying, I was kind of half listening because I was looking up stuff. But yes, I agree with your points completely.
yeah.
I mean, talk about what movies that they're not just comedies. Like those are comedies that loom large in the minds of boys like
generation
us.
Generation defining.
Right, yeah. Right.
I love that. Tommy Boy is my favorite, but like Tommy Boy, Happy Madison.
Happy Gilmore.
And Wayne's World and stuff like that. I love the era of comedy that we grew up with where they're scored with like these big scores, you know, like they're like dumb bro stoner comedies, but it's like, and it's like, they're like,
that's
these
exactly
adventures.
The notes. Those are exactly the notes I was thinking. Dun, dun.
Yeah. Dun, dun. And then it's like, they're really sweet. Like Tommy Boy is a very sweet movie. They're like family execution of movies where the premise is like a shithead wants to fart. they make like a big sweet movie out of it.
Farley didn't want to be like a brake pad guy growing up, but Tommy Boy is so Chris Farley, like you understand him in a capsule, that it's almost like a Judd Apatow semi-autobiography.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting.
It's the original King of Staten Island. And Chris Farley did have like a big fat Midwestern dad that he idolized. And so there's not brake pads, but there's certainly like the Tommy character was written for him. There's a weird thing though with like screenplay credit and arbitration and stuff. Like I always thought that Tommy Boy was written by Fred Wolf, an SNL writer who was Chris Farley's good friend, but it's actually credited to Bonnie and Terry Turner, who wrote a bunch of movies and then created that 70s show. But they were like, they were Lorne Michaels' hot shit writers and then went on to be big in their own right. But like they're credited as the Tommy Boy writers, I believe. But I think Fred Wolf may have probably written a lot of the jokes we know and love.
Interesting.
Wolf!
Wolfie!
God, you sound like me when I'm at Spago and the chef won't come out to give me my food. Wolfie!
Get out here! Tell me how you made it.
Is that it for Booze News?
how'd you make it in the culinary scene?
We haven't gotten
gotten
to story one from Booze News.
Oh, I want to do something kind of cool, which is
nice.
Sometimes I'm scouring the news media for Booze News. Other times we're out there pounding the pavement, talking to people, getting a sense of what's on the scene. Now,
sure.
Mike, this I'm looking at you, dude. I believe last week on the podcast was making an early prediction saying we've done the drizzling of the Amari into the spritzes and stuff like that.
Thank you.
But now that spring has sprung in 2023, I was kind of predicting that berry liqueurs.
Yes.
Were going to start getting drizzled into drinks in a modern fashion. And what happened this weekend? You texted me that you met a man who said a thing about this type of thing.
Right, that is right.
What
care to share?
What was said? What was
oh,
said?
Oh yes, of course.
I'd love to know.
That's our show.
I'm hanging out with Haskell's brother and Haskell, and they're telling his brother Matt is telling me about something called what was the name of it? Now I'm forgetting.
Kir beer,
creme de cassis. A Kir beer, creme de cassis mixed with the champagne of beers. High life.
Beautiful. This is exactly like the evolution from the Aperol spritz to the spaghetti. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You've got a bottle of creme de cassis and you're going to dribble it into a Miller High Life. You can have a Kir beer.
Look it's what I found. Folks. I looked at the Kir wiki because remember I mentioned that there's a lot of alts down at the bottom on Wikipedia for the Kir. Yeah. And we mentioned the Pink Russian where you sub out, instead of the wine, you use milk, which is a little bizarre. Mm-hmm. Right under it. It has a listing for the Tarantino, made with lager or light ale, a.k.a. a Kir beer.
Nice.
Why Tarantino?
Interesting.
I wonder if he...
I had the Tarantino margarita at Casa Vega in the Valley where they go and get drunk in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They've got a special Tarantino marg there.
I'm seeing... This I just looked up Kir beer really quickly. I don't think it's like I think it's like there's all different types of recipes for it. So we should do a Kir beer next week and sort of make our own look up recipes and stuff, but see what we can.
Yeah,
make
I kind of want I want to just take a bottle of High Life and drizzle in just half an ounce of creme de cassis. I think, but let's be honest, dudes, Chambord would be very good. Fuck, man.
Yeah, sure. That's the big one.
Any blackberry liqueur, I think, will work here.
And I'll tell you what. I remember last year we made quite a meal of the spaghetti. I feel like the spaghetti was sort of having a moment. Yeah. I don't remember if it was. Did we call it the drink of the summer last year?
I think it won that, didn't it?
It might have been called.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's going to continue.
And we kind of said beers with things in them. And it's continue as far as hitting the mainstream. Contest winner and corrector Neil Campbell texted me the other day. He was in San Diego to see a play and he went to a bar and the spaghetti was on the menu. So we're talking about spaghetti showing up in print on menus. It's no longer just a funny thing for people in Baltimore. It's coast to coast mainstream now.
Nice. When you guys are at a bar, are you looking at the menu to see what drinks they have? Or are you ordering? I guess it depends on the bar. Are you looking at like their pre-made or pre-designed cocktails?
Yeah.
Or are you doing?
But I like to see some classics on
there. I look at the menu.
Yeah.
I see a bunch of long, punny sentence names that piss me off. Mm-hmm. And then I say, can I have a rum and diet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to, unless it's like a really good cocktail bar where I kind of want to see what they're up to. I kind of just look at it and go, I don't know what any of these are, and then say my own thing.
That's why you go to the Dresden. That's where they have a couple silly ones if you want to have a forgetting Sarah Marshall or whatever.
Fernetting Sarah Marshall. It's so funny, though. Their whole menu is classics and then Fernetting Sarah Marshall.
That's pretty good that they
It's do because it's like a tropical drink with Fernet. So that's like a Hawaiian movie kind of. Yeah.
Oh, there's also a great one at... Tim, have you been to Bolero? It's just south of Alma's, our favorite cider bar.
Bolero, yay. No, Virgil Village, I have not been there. No.
Damn. It is also a Fernet and Coke and Lime. I bet you it's very similar to the Fernetting Sarah Marshall. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, man, this just reminded me. I did the most obnoxious thing ever last week. I was at like a party, like a rap party for a TV show, and I'm standing at the bar. And the bartender's just not seeing me. You know when you're standing there, you're kind of hoping for some eye contact and you're not getting it. I was standing at one side of the bar. And that's fine. I'm patient. But I noticed people are like, in the past, what you were told to not do has kind of become the norm to do now, where I thought you fan out and just stand at the bar. But people were lining up like at the mat, like by the brass rails where...
Oh,
where,
like,
really?
At Ye Rustic, they yell at you if you stand there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This place, a few people, like five deep, while I was already waiting, started to line up there, and she was serving the people in this line. So I'm like, oh, fuck. It's been like, honestly, 15 minutes. This is not a busy bar, but I'm going to go line up. And I go and I line up, and she serves everyone. Then it gets to my turn, and she looks over to where I was standing. And there's a new lady. And she says, what can I get you? And so I'm 20 minutes into trying to get a drink at an empty bar. She goes to this other lady, what can I get you? And I was so rude. I raised my hand. I go, me. And she looks over and I go, me. like mad. And she goes, okay, let me serve him first. And then I, friends I was with saw it and I had to be like, I'm not normally, that's not reflective of my character. That's not who I am.
You understand? I was whipped there for a long time. That's what you
gave
guys
the lady a
see.
Nice big tip. Cause I felt guilty, but I yelled at a lady.
Look, she's not experienced. If you're not supposed to court people standing in line at the brass rails and the mat. You're not supposed to encourage
Maybe now
that.
She learned a lesson that people at the brass rails at the mat were rude like I was. Maybe she should fan out a little bit more.
Tim, that's not on you. You just happen to be the white blood cell of society coming in to correct an error.
Exactly.
That's all that was.
And what's really funny is for the lady who almost got a drink before me that was over where I had been, She didn't know nothing. She just walked up the bar and saw a big fat asshole being like, me,
feed me.
Feed me.
I was at a bar this weekend. Nice cocktail bar. I got myself a martini. He made it fantastically. But before he did that, we ordered a couple drinks. He brought mine out with the other drinks. And I said, oh, no. And he had it with a twist, with a lemon twist. I said, no, dirty. And I did say dirty. That's how I ordered my drinks, and he took it was busy, but he took it and just like dumped it in the sink, and he goes, "You didn't say dirty," and I was like, "Rude!" But I could tell he didn't mean what he was saying. But I think that's like the first thing of like bartender, especially in a nice place, is just like whatever is said or not said.
Yeah, man, it's a hard job. It's a demanding job. We
he
all
was by himself
get
too, how, but. It,
And that he probably has been dealing with annoying people. It's a whole thing. I don't blame him, but
yeah,
you internalize that. I worked at a pizzeria forever, for 7 years. I could have strangled everybody that walked in there, but I didn't.
And then while I was waiting for the drink, I was wearing that sweatshirt I have with the little on the breast. It says it's got the Curb Your Enthusiasm logo.
Yeah.
And this guy comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, I bet that drink you just ordered is going to be pretty, pretty, pretty good."
And
I said, "Oh, the sweatshirt." He said, "Ah." I said, "What's your name?" I think he said it was Tom.
It was Tom.
I think it was Tom.
Was it Tom Cahill, my grade school friend?
Could have been.
Was it Tom Cropp, Jeff's friend from high school?
Yes.
It was two different Toms?
Yes.
Hey, damn. We all have Toms in our past.
isn't that nice?
Wow.
And Tims in our future.
A past checkered with Toms.
A trail of Toms marks his past.
All right, is that it for booze news?
Yeah.
Did we even get to the booze news? Yeah, we did.
It was Mike's cure beer.
Okay. It seems like we talked about so many other things.
That's good. It's zeitgeisty.
It's good.
All right, that's it for booze news. Yes, it's Ooh. Time we face down the drink of the day.
Oof. Oh, shit. Now, Oof. Last I recall, some shit went down last week.
Yes. Last week's episode was going off without a hitch. Beautiful episode.
Nice.
And then what happened, I don't know if you remember, there was like a little bit of like a tech kerfuffle. And then there's sort of like an audio message invaded the broadcast.
Yeah.
I'll play it because I have it handy.
Boys, boys, boys. I don't like being lied to. There's been so much talk of citric acid and acid-adjusted orange juice and so little action. I've tried so hard to be patient. Maybe what you need is a little push. It would be a shame if something terrible happened to someone near and dear to you.
Guys, it's Joe. Joe Saunders. You gotta help me, I'm in some sort of chemical plant.
Enough! The game is simple, Sloppy Boys. Either you make an acid-adjusted cocktail, or I do a little acid adjusting of my own. I look forward to your next episode.
Oh, damn. I forgot Saunders has been tied up all week.
Yeah, so it seems like poor guy. Joe's been chained up above a vat of acid for a week.
And we said he's a family man, so that's bad for him.
Yeah,
he's got a wife and kid.
Joe Saunders of Breadcast fame, great bread podcast,
TV writer,
and so
tennis player. I play tennis with him from time to time.
That's true. So we had to come up with an acid adjusted cocktail because look, it's true we have
the meats
frequently brought up the idea that, you know, I got myself some citric acid. I was very excited about it. And we'd heard about bartenders that have been putting citric acid in orange juice to bring it up to the acidity of a lemon juice.
Hell yeah.
To make orange juice less quote unquote flabby, as they say, to take out the water weight of an orange juice, but keep the orange flavor. Mm. Now, a lot of people on Discord have quite honestly taken shots at us for not following through, and I think the trickster is shares their sentiments.
Okay. Damn. He most likely is on the Discord, is sort of what we kind could of be. Figured out.
Could be. Well, he'd have to be a paying patron in that case. That's kind of weird.
Right.
The trickster really escalated his villainy because the first time he visited us, he was very intimidating, but he basically gave us a nice gift and we smoked our cocktails and had a good time. This time, our friend might get submerged in acid and die. So this is just, there's more stakes to it this time.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And he was nice the first time. And he is a fan, the trickster.
Yeah, he's a fan. I don't know why you keep saying he's nice. He's not.
Well, he was. No, all right. I know. He's mean. I know he's mean.
Well, he's smug. He's not like, nice. Boys.
Yeah.
Also, I do think if I'm going to give notes on the trickster.
Sure.
He kind of got away from rhyming. That was a big thing early on. It was a lot of rhymes.
I agree. Maybe he'll come back to that.
Maybe he was in a poetry class at the time. And
rhymes and riddles. No such thing this time. He's just kind of talking right to you.
I noticed on this time we talked to the trickster, I noticed he says the word and very quickly. He says and.
Hmm. Interesting. Maybe we'll get
something interesting. I don't know if that's his real voice or if his real voice is distorted by something, but yeah. It seems like he's...
Well, maybe the phonetics lab down at LAPD can sort of use that to track him down.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what they need.
That's what I'm sort of thinking.
Okay. There's this guy. He says and really quickly.
Run it. And he's got Joe.
He has some sort of voice speeder, and it makes the word and real fast.
Yeah. Oh, and also, thanks everybody for jumping on hashtag don't dunk Joe.
Yeah.
I don't think it worked because as far as we know, Joe is still held captive.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know if he's dunked or not, so.
I mean, he better not be dunked.
Yeah.
We didn't get all these ingredients so that our friend could be dunked.
So what are we going to do? Our friend is about to get dunked. We're scared. Our hands are shaking. And we have to make a drink using the acid adjusted. What are we doing?
All right. We talked about this and we said, like, what's a good drink to do? Because, you know, we got to drink this thing. What's a simple one that all the slop heads can get on board and do themselves at home?
And have fun.
And we came up with the acid adjusted whiskey sour.
Mm.
Yeah, because we said if you're going to use citrus in a drink, the most bare bones, straightforward thing is a sour of some sort. And the most popular sour is a whiskey sour because, let's be honest, it's whiskey, lemon juice, simple syrup.
Yes.
So if we wanted to make an orange whiskey sour.
Right.
And swap out that lemon juice, it's kind of it's the best taster because it's simple. I don't know about your herd head situations on this, but I only heard about acid adjusting within the last year. I heard about it from our friend celebrity bartender Jack Schramm. Mm-hmm. And the only time I've actually had it was he was doing a Solid Wiggles pop-up at Thunderbolt in Filipino Town out here. And I went and I had a delicious drink he made where he adjusted the OJ with acid so it wasn't so flabby.
I think I had that same thing, Tim.
Well.
Damn.
So the goal here, this acid, do we want to talk about what's in it, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, we had to do a little research, so I just searched acid-adjusted orange juice, and one of the first hits I found was vinepair.com's article, which you can all find, and it's a great breakdown, and it's called the title of it is Bartenders Are Acid-Adjusting Citrus for Completely Customized Cocktails.
Ooh, customized.
And who should pop up but Jack Schramm.
Nice.
The man himself.
He says, quote, Acid adjusting is the process of adding either citric acid or citric and malic acids to a juice with low titratable acidity, i.e. pineapple, grapefruit, or orange juice, the flabby ones, to bring the total acid level to the same as that of lemon or lime. That's a pretty nice little breakdown.
Huh. Yeah.
Lower down in the article, they list these ratios. Nice. And the one that we're looking at is bringing orange to lemon.
Mm-hmm.
That requires 52 grams of citric acid powder per liter. So if you have a liter of orange juice, you add 52 grams of citric acid powder, which we all have. We all managed to get our citric acid.
Yeah. You guys, we ordered citric acid on Amazon. It's
Amazon. Anybody can get it. Yeah.
And what we're doing here is we're just turning OJ into something that's as sour as lemon juice, so it can be used in a cocktail as you would with lemon juice.
So hopefully, once we've made that adjustment, I made mine earlier today.
Me too.
Ooh, I have not made
one. Then we should just be able to follow the normal IBA recipe for the whiskey sour, which is as follows.
Mm.
45 mil bourbon whiskey, shot and a half. 25 mil fresh lemon juice. 20 mil sugar syrup. 20 mil egg white, optional. Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Shake well. Strain into a cobbler glass. If served on the rocks, strain ingredients into an old-fashioned glass filled with ice.
Mm.
I'm going on the rocks.
Note,
me too.
If egg white is used, shake a little harder to release and incorporate the foam from the egg white. Garnish with half an orange slice. Ooh, so we picked good. We picked good. And maraschino cherry.
Oh, yes, the cherry.
Beautiful. Now, here's a weird thing, slopheads. You'll notice all of those measurements were milliliters or ounces, you know, that type of thing. But mm-hmm. when it comes to this citric acid, it's a powder. We're talking grams.
We're talking weight.
I flipped my shit this morning when I realized I didn't even give it any thought. We're talking weight, not volume. So I texted celebrity bartender Jack Schramm and I said, whoa, 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 hold on, dude. We got acid. We're adjusting. But we can't just measure that out with our milliliter cup measuring cups. We're going to have to weigh this. And he texted back, yes, you got to weigh it. You need to have a little scale like you weigh drugs with if you're a drug dealer. And then you weigh it and you're going by weight. But now, Jeff, you weighed it and you found that the weight of the grams was pretty similar. A gram of this powder kind of weighed like a milliliter of space.
Mm-hmm. I put 52 grams into a measuring glass, and it looked about 50 milliliters. How about that?
Okay.
Now and I'm going to do. Are you sure we're talking grams and not milligrams?
Yes.
Great.
Of that I am sure.
Great.
So what I'm going to do, because I don't want to make a whole liter of this stuff, because I don't need a liter of acid adjusted. So I'm going to do half. So I'm going to do a half a liter, which is 500 milliliters.
Right.
And then
26
so that means
milliliters.
26 milliliters.
Or Jeff, powder. I mean, wait. We said for 52 grams, it was 50 milliliters. So do 25 milliliters.
Gotcha.
Okay.
but everybody, go to vinepair.com, read this article, and use the scale. It says it's 52 grams to a liter. Do your own math. 52. If you got a scale, weigh it out, man.
Yeah.
Or order the exact same acid powder that we got off Amazon. Jeff, do you know the brand?
The one I got right here is called Plant Guru.
Okay. Well, if you get Plant Guru, know that it's about 50 milliliters worth of that for a liter.
Nice.
I fucked up so bad, dude. I wanted to fresh squeeze my OJ so that it would be just like a lemon.
Yeah, yeah.
I did all the work. I squeezed a quarter of a liter of OJ, and it was delicious. And then I dumped 50 milliliters worth of powder into that. And I had forgot to cut that into a quarter because I only should have put 12 and a half. So I had to go back to the store, buy a second bag of oranges. And even on the second time, I think I put a little too much powder, but I tasted it. It tasted delicious, fresh squeezed and sour like lemon juice. So I was happy.
Ooh, nice. Wow. I'm so happy you fresh squeezed all those oranges. I chickened out. I just went with a Simply.
That'll work.
A Simply orange. But here's the thing, folks. My Simply is exactly, pretty much, a third of a liter. So the math is really easy.
Oh, yes, yes.
How about that? I just dumped in 17 grams.
Okay, we got to make this drink. I'm
pumped. Enough math talk. Let's go make some drinks, and these suckers can listen to the ads.
Nice.
Great.
Peace.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanfer from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With acid-adjusted orange juice, whiskey sours in hand. Wow.
Looking beautiful. Jeff went coupe glass. Mike, you went rocks?
Roxy boy. I'm the Roxy boy.
I went
boy.
Rocks as well, but I got to tell you, I fucked up.
Why?
You know how my first batch of... I squeezed a whole bag of oranges and I put too much acid?
Uh-huh.
My second round, I squeezed too many oranges because I was absent-minded.
Now you're back flabby?
I squeezed a half liter of oranges and then used like a quarter liter's worth of acid. I realized that. But then I tasted it. And you know, I told you I thought I'd maybe put too much powder. It tasted like the amount of sourness that lemon juice should. So I quit while I was ahead. I didn't monkey with it. I'm just going to taste this and see if this is
We're not
okay.
The math boys, folks.
No.
Yeah, we're the stupid assholes.
I did my acid adjusted and I took a sip of it. And I was like, whoa, that is nuts that you just put a little powder in something and it makes it taste like a lemon.
A lemon. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Sips.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, Timmy Kalpakis.
The last name got in there?
Interesting.
Oh, Timmy Kalpakis.
Now, I do need some more acid in here because mine is a little, with all of that simple syrup, Mine is veering sweet, but it's very fun to be drinking a whiskey cocktail that's got an orange flavor to it.
Damn. And I think we all did egg white. It looks like, Tim, you did.
I did.
I did not.
See, I did egg white, but you might be thinking, Dutz chose to go up instead of on ice? What the fuck? What's wrong with him? Whiskey sour is one of the few drinks that I will get up when I'm out. When you go to the
but
Dresden...
But you don't like really. Up, and you don't like a cocktail glass. You don't like you walking around the room with a stemmed glass.
It's too tippy.
It's too tippy.
But it's good for this. And also, one thing the bars do often is they'll do a little Angostura spray on top, give you a little design.
Ah.
You've seen that.
Hey, I was just having this conversation with somebody, and I'm not close enough to my Angostura bitters to check it. Is there alcohol in Angostura or Peugeot's?
Yes, both.
Tiny bit.
Trinidad Sour, Mike.
Not even a tiny. It's very alcoholic.
It's 80 proof.
You're just used to using very little.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to these people. I don't even remember who it was, but I said it.
Let me ask you guys this. I'm trying to find the culprit here. My first sip was quite divine. As I'm sipping, you know when you drink a diet beverage?
Yeah.
And you keep going and you're like, this is actually kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is cloyingly sweet in a way that I will blame on my mistake, but it almost is like, it doesn't just, maybe my simple syrup is really strong or something, because this almost tastes like one of those fake diet drinks that's like crazy fake sweet. Like it has a Splenda packet in it or something. I don't know what's going on over here.
I wonder if, is this kind of like fake lemon juice? What we're doing, so maybe it's just like because it's not coming.
It's just the acid. It's not no fake sweetener.
Oh yeah, the acid.
Now, is there a chance that you use too much citric acid, Tim? You would know, right? Because you had it when it was really.
Well, I have the other batch. I have the. I wish I had a math brain, but I have some orange juice that is quadruple the amount of acid that I need. Then I have some orange juice that's half the amount of acid I need.
If
I
mix them
together, you add them together.
But if I add them together, it won't make it correct. It'll be like it'll be still. I don't fucking know.
It'll be different. That's good.
How humiliating! Like I felt my brain try to think there for a second.
You need a calculator and a graph that says what to what.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm tasting this and I'm saying to myself, it's very tart. Mine's tart.
Mine's
perfect.
I'm not tasting the
whiskey as much.
Mine is Dresden Ready, baby.
Look what I got. What type of whiskey did you guys use?
Makers.
I went to a place. It's kind of a wine shop type of a place, and I got something called from American Distilling Company.
Interesting.
It looks kind of like an indie batch.
Classic oak cask.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna don't sip it straight from the bottle there, Mike. I was gonna buy some nice makers, which is my go-to on the company dime as well, but it was really expensive, so I bought Jim Beam because a handle was only $19. Jim Beam's not very good, but I was perusing my options and listen to this. In your understanding, do you think of Jack Daniels as bourbon?
Yeah.
I guess so. Was it technically Tennessee whiskey or something?
Yeah, I always thought Jack Daniels was bourbon, but when you look at it, it says Tennessee sour mash whiskey or something. And I just Googled it, and it says, the Google results, Jack Daniels chooses not to call itself bourbon, but the historic brand applies for federal label approval under the class of bourbon, and Tennessee whiskey is listed as straight bourbon in North America, blah, blah. And then there's other ones. I don't know the difference between a
Jim Beam has bourbon right on the label, right?
Right, so that's why I bought it.
Damn.
Curious. I like whiskey in a cocktail with fruit. You know, you often have old fashions and Manhattans, but when you do, you know, when a bar does almost like a tiki-ish drink, something with like pineapple and whiskey, I always love it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should liven up any whiskey drink with a twist of like a lemon or an orange or a lemon twist. Get it going.
This definitely has a much more of a sharp taste than the rounder old-fashioned I'm used to.
So you've got a lot of
the rounder whiskey sour you're used to.
Oh no, sorry. I'm thinking of a rounder old fashioned. You're right. I for a second thought I made myself an old fashioned.
Here's what I'm wondering might be the problem with mine.
Yeah.
If mine is maybe if it's not acidy enough, I put a fucking raw egg white in this thing, and the acid is what cooks the egg white. So I might be like tasting raw egg. Okay. And I maybe didn't cook. Maybe I didn't have enough acid to cook the egg.
When I got this citric acid, I was just like, I'm just going to throw some in a cocktail. And after a quick Google, it said, don't just throw some in a cocktail because it's acid and you don't want it in your fingers and you don't want it in your eyes. You're going to burn yourself if you're not careful. However, in your case, I think you should take a pinch of citric acid and just sprinkle it in there so you don't get salmonella.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm sad.
Just give it a little toot.
Yeah, but Rocky used to eat the eggs.
That worked out for me. I ended up marrying Adrian.
Hey, no spoilers. I haven't seen the movie.
Well, that's in the cold open. Not.
Nod.
Well, would you change anything?
Yeah, it sounds like Tim's got a lot to change.
I change who my two co-hosts are.
Oh,
I'm going to start from scratch. I'm gonna put more acid into my OJ. I'm going to make a second round that's real and good.
I'm putting some more. I'm going to put some of those maraschino cherries liquid in there.
Ooh, some of the juice.
Yeah, I like the juice.
Oh, you like the juice?
Yeah, right. I got a juice.
Folks, we're going to go make a second round while you open up your wallet and buy every single thing on the advertisement slate.
Thanks for doing that, everyone.
Thanks, folks.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Now we're back with round two, acid adjusted, orange juice, whiskey sours. I just did rocks.
Beautiful.
Tim, looking much better. How you feeling?
Looking much better. I fixed my acid and I used less egg.
Sure. Measuring out 20 mil is kind of, well, it's nice that they give you a measurement for this one, but 20 mil of egg white is difficult to wrangle. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Tim, what's your shirt there? You're wearing a yellow shirt just like your drink. What is the on the shirt there?
This shirt says 3 o'clock rock. We did a birthday boy show at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco during SF Sketchfest 1 year. And a nice man came up to me at the t-shirt table and said, hey, I teach music classes here in town, and I show my drum students Keeping the Beat, my classic sketch, Keeping the Beat. Look it up on YouTube if you haven't seen good satire in a while. And he said, I want to give you this shirt. This is my music school where I teach kids music. And so it's a girl playing drums. And I loved the shirt, and I jog in it all the time.
There you go. Nice. Are you coming from a jog now? Are you post-jog?
I haven't really been jogging much in the last week. I fell off. I don't know what it is.
It's tough.
I just don't have the time.
See, Tim, this is why M-Drive doesn't sponsor you.
It's true.
You're not putting in the work.
But M-Drive did eventually give in and send me more free product. I'm back on the drive.
I guess you're right.
My thought process is if I drink enough M-Drive, I don't have to run anymore.
Enough, yeah.
Bingo.
I'm laying around on the couch just sucking down shakes all day.
Nasty boy.
Here's the thing to think about, though, as a podcast. Listeners, is it interesting when we call out each other's t-shirts and haircuts? Do the listeners like that, or is that lazy, low-hanging fruit? I wonder.
Here's the thing, though.
Because we've talked about your summer do, my t-shirt, and Mike's 930 Club t-shirt.
Yeah.
Lead to more things. If I was just like, oh, Tim, that's a nice t-shirt, he was like, thanks.
Yeah.
That would be different, but it led to a story.
I guess so. Yeah, there's the human element, I suppose.
I guess from now on, I'll be like, oh, Jeff, your voice is sounding different.
It's because I'm going through changes, Mike.
Changes!
All right, can we sip?
David Bowie, ladies and gentlemen. David Bowie.
Sips.
I already took my sip. We don't do that on the second round.
Really?
I don't wait for it. Second round sips are...
Oh,
sips.
Oh, it's delectable.
Unless you're doing something really weird, then you know, like, oh, I put a whole different liquor in here.
Yeah, man.
I'm already feeling this drink. I'm getting...
Me too.
Acting.
I'm hot-faced.
Nice.
Okay. Much improved. I taste a lot more orange for some reason, probably because I cut down on the egg. But still... Something's not right. I think it's just too much. Maybe my simple syrup's too strong, or maybe I don't like...
Oh, didn't you say that you had mold growing in your simple syrup?
I threw that out. I bought a new one.
Okay.
What are simple syrups supposed to be? Is it half sugar, half water?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
1-1.
I don't know, man. This tastes like I'm drinking Splenda. I can't get to the bottom of it.
Hmm. Perhaps you ought to stick with just a whiskey sour.
Yeah. Maybe the egg is throwing you.
Yeah.
But that's all the time we have for the drink for today. It's time to log our final thoughts.
Mm.
Mike, you want to start?
This is a not order again for me.
What?
I'm not a big, huge whiskey sour guy as it is, and I would do the acid adjusted with... I would like to see it back-to-back with a professional making it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of these, you sort of wonder, like, I did okay, but what would a pro do?
This one is like, the science is all crazy. This is a big science episode for us today. And in the blowout, we're talking science. We're talking AI in the science.
Oh, yeah. Folks, check out the AI blowout.
Yeah, so that's interesting. We're getting very popular mechanics vibes these days.
Yes. Timothy, your thoughts? Submit them.
I'm going to say that I think I made it wrong, and I assume all responsibility, but this is bad.
Wow.
But would you order it again?
Because when I tasted my OJ just now, I was like, yeah, man, that is an orange flavor, delicious fresh squeezed orange juice that's as sour as lemon juice. So I don't know why this is weird. I think I just... Too much simple syrup. I blame the IBA's recipe.
I'll amend mine to make it a little more clear. This, what I've made today here, this thing I have designed, I would not order this again.
Okay.
But I would order this drink again.
This here that I designed?
This is not order it again for me.
Man, well, I hope Joe's fate doesn't hang on us liking the drink.
Oh, no, that it was...
No, we just were supposed to make the
just
drink.
Yeah, that's what I understood it as. I'll say I adore it. I think it's a great twist on a drink. I am a big whiskey sour guy. That's something I get quite often. I'll get it at Lily's Bar near the old 101. I'll get it at the Dresden, aforementioned.
Is Lily's Bar the old, what's...
The old mini bar.
Mini bar, yeah, that was a cool place. Is a cool place. So it remains a cool place.
And what's 101 called now? It's called the Clark Street? Yeah, Clark Street Diner.
Clark Street Diner. I really enjoy getting whiskey sours and old fashions at dive bars that are not going to make them fancy. And I love, like, the Roost or Drawing Room getting a whiskey sour. It's just whiskey and sour mix. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I would do this. And I think, you know, if you're a big time slop head and you're going to make a bunch of weird drinks, it's not a bad idea to have some citric acid around. Also, they say this can be used for canning. Get into some canning.
Oh, canning could be fun.
Preserving, you know? Make yourself a jam.
Ooh.
Or you can use it to clean or make soap.
Or you can listen to the jams we've already made on our three albums. Listenable.
Now, those are some tasty jams.
Did somebody... What was that? Somebody's phone buzz? Oh, Jeff, I think you're getting a text or a call.
Oh, actually... Oh, I missed a call from Joe.
Oh.
Hey, guys, it's Joe. I just wanted to say thanks for making that cocktail and saving me from the trickster. I'm back home with the family now, and everyone's a little shaken up, but I think we're going to be okay. Anyway, let me know if you want to grab a drink sometime. I'm around. Also, Mike, whenever you're back in L.A., we got to play tennis. Okay, look, I'll talk to you later. Take it easy. Bye.
Wow, he's already back home.
Oh, my
just
God.
So laid back for someone who's being held by a supervillain and almost dunked in a vat of acid.
Joe's an even-keel guy. That's what you love about him. I will say with a little bit of guilt that throughout this whole episode, I was worried more about making this drink collect. I kind of forgot about Joe and his fate.
Yeah,
you did. It was always on the top of my brain.
You did. You forget that here.
You say that about forgetting now. Yeah. Well, hey, good, great that Joe's back. I'm. I wonder if we're gonna hear from the trickster himself anymore, though.
Hmm. Probably not.
Okay, good.
I can't imagine why we would.
Nah, he let Joe go and he has nothing to say about
That's
it.
Probably going to be it for a while.
Yeah, that's interesting. I kind of would have thought we would have got a boys, 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 but instead it was just Joe calling.
Yeah, I'm kind of relieved. I don't know if I could hear that voice again.
Yeah, me too.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough Sloppy Boys, go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys and unlock every episode for $5 of The Sloppy Boys Blowout, the real show, where we talk about the shit we really care about.
Nice.
Like, for example, that AI Drake song and that AI Oasis album and all sorts of AI music and what it means for the future.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're sort of like we are that type of podcast that we see how tech shapes society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we make our predictions based on the data that we have.
Sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good episode, guys.
Yes, and to you and yours.
Great stuff.
And great episode. You listening at home.
Aw.
Bye, folks. Thank you.
Later.
Bye.